So here's a little Christmas story. What's that right at the back there? Is it a hat box? See if you can reach it for me, said Rose. She could see it as she wobbled on the third step of the stepladder, and her friend was rather mesmerised by the sway that occurred from her ample backside. Those stripy elf stockings probably go right up her skirt to make a nice stripy pair of cheeks, he thought. Well, get out of the way, Shorty, and let me see, woman. You might be taller than me, but I'm the one saving your bacon today. He had to admit that Rose had found the key to the storeroom and stayed behind after a long day to help him. He'd used his best puppy eyes on her, pleading. She joked about him being a right little pleader. The elf and the Santa he had booked for tonight's party were stuck in a broken-down car somewhere 2 hours away. The party was in 3 hours, and his promotion may rest on this, if he does well. At least the room was already decorated, and the caterers were already bringing things through. But he had a horrible feeling that if he cancelled it and let the kids and the families down, he might not have a job at all. Mind out, said Rose, descending the wobbly ladder. Unless you want a face full of my bottom, she giggled, in that dove kind of way. And the pleasant thought of a warm brush of that bum crossed his mind, and he smiled. He stepped back as they changed places, and he went up the ladder to see this box that had the Santa costume in it. It's a hat box with an old black pair of gloves. Oh, it's a three-piece suit folded up. There's a top hat too. Pass it down anyway. What's behind it? Look for red fabric. He put the top hat on his head at a jaunty angle and made Rose giggle. Then he passed her the box, labelled simply Magician. He looked again and there was something. Oh, yep. The Santa costume. And he passed the red cloak and the hood. But it slid off and covered Rose's head and face. Who put the lights out? She let go of one side of the ladder and it twisted. Watch out, he said, falling into the wall and sliding down rather fast. He banged his head. Rose said, you want to be more careful. Looking at his shocked face. Me? Yes, you. You let go of the ladder. Well, you covered my head up. Well, come on, there's no time for broken necks now. You have to be Santa. No excuses. Even if your head's on backwards. Rose held out her hand to pull him up from the heap he was in. You better try on this Santa costume. Come on, get your kit off. She wiggled her eyebrows with an unusually hungry look on her face. I'll wear it over the top of my clothes. You'll get too hot. And there's the hood. And don't forget this strap-on bit. The big belly, I mean. Oh, and the beard. Where is the beard? It was nowhere to be seen. So Rose went off to hang up the magician's suit and look for the beard. While he took off his trousers and unbuttoned his shirt. But she was back more quickly than he expected. Nice shorts. I see you don't wear tighty-whities then. A little embarrassed, he quickly pulled up the baggy red Santa trousers, and Rose walked behind him to help him on with the belly. It's like a big pair of braces. I'll do up the ties at the back. But one of the elastic ties pinged back, and he suddenly felt Rose's arms around his body, a warm bosom against his back, as she reached around him in almost a cuddle. She was warm, and a cuddly waft of her perfume made him suddenly very erect. The pressure was just suddenly there, a good ache, but embarrassingly inappropriate at work. Rose was behind him in the small storeroom, luckily. She was giggling, but... Sorry, I just wanted to reach the end. And he looked down to see what end she could possibly mean. And his Santa belly prevented him seeing if his hard cock was visible to her. He felt her tie up the back straps. Is that tight? Are you comfortable? Try sitting down. In a minute, he said, trying to will his cock to go down again. Rose was still behind him. Turn round so I can see if that's on straight. He didn't move, not knowing what to do. In the end, he stepped away from her and got the Santa jacket. Help me on with this. It was a long jacket which would cover up his problem. And Rose helped him get his arms in and yanked it up over his shoulders. But then she walked around to do it up at the front, those big brass buttons. His face was scarlet and she looked twice. You're already hot. She touched his cheek with the back of her fingers gently. None of this was helping him to stop thinking. The slightly too small V-neck green top she was wearing had her cleavage just how he imagined it, pressed like two perfect round cushioned boobs. He tried not to look, but, well, it was right there. Rose noticed. She quite enjoyed his blushes. She liked how shy he was, and having to ask her for help this evening was giving her remarkable confidence in bossing him about. His eyes twinkled when he looked right at her, and she thought he might at last ask her out. Instead, he asked what they'll do about the beard. I know, she said, and knelt down to a box of decorations, and she found the fluffy fake snow. It's like a fluffy white material that might do to make a beard. She glanced up from where she knelt at Santa's wide open flies. Oops. She went to close the button and saw the bulge that Santa couldn't hide. Rose stood up and pressed against Santa's tummy. She held up the fluffy fabric to his chin. I can cut this to the shape of a beard. May I stick this to your face with some play glue? Her thigh rubbed his open fly accidentally on purpose. he cleared his throat. She glanced down and whispered, I think your flies are undone. He turned away and tried to reach, fumbling about, but Rose laughed. Stop it, Rose, he said. No, team spirit. Don't worry, Santa. Let me button you up. And she knelt down, and he could turn slowly round. He couldn't hope to hide it I think you need a little stress relief. Rose reached under the Santa belly and touched his hot, hard cock for a moment. Santa stood perfectly still and hardly dare breathe. She held him so gently, he could only sigh, and her soft hand tightening was heaven. He then realized his underpants were being slid down a little, and her warm hand held the silky skin, and her thumb brushed the join at the top of his cock. There she was, softly giggling. Then the giggling stopped, and Rose's open mouth was on his head. The warmth and the wet of her searching tongue caressed him, and he stood leaning one hand on the wall and one on his Santa belly. He closed his eyes and lifted his head up and back, and she gave him the pleasure he had always hoped she might. And then, Santa, wake up, wake up. You banged your head falling off the ladder. Are you all right? Are you all right? What am I going to do with you? Come here. Oh, dear.